Okay, we've been discussing the formation of glaciers. Today, we'll focus our attention on the ice ages. As we know, the Earth goes through cycles of climate change. And because of changes in Earth's orbit, geological factors and other factors, Earth occasionally experiences significant reductions in its surface and atmospheric temperatures. This results in long-term periods of glaciation, or what is more commonly known as an ice age. So these ice age periods are characterized by the growth and expansion of ice sheets across the Earth's surface, which occurs every few million years. And within a long-term ice age, there are pulses of hot and cold, warmer and cooler periods. The cold ones we call glacials, or another term for this is glaciations, while the warm periods are called interglacials. Now let's have a look at the reasons why we get ice ages. Well, to tell the truth, we aren't sure. And that's the case for the large-scale ice ages and the rise and falls in temperatures that give us glacials and interglacials. There are, more than likely, lots of factors involved, and they include the changes in atmospheric gases like methane, carbon dioxide, and so on, changes in the Earth's orbit, tectonic movement, variations in solar output, and the occurrence of meteorites. And what's interesting is that these individual factors might not necessarily work in isolation either. Volcanoes will affect the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere, for example. Tectonic activity can also affect the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere by the process called sequestration. You may not be familiar with this term, but basically when you get continental uplift as a result of tectonic movement, vast amounts of atmospheric CO2 get stored underground, thus changing the atmospheric composition. So when landforms like the Colorado Plateau and the Tibetan Plateau were formed, immense quantities of CO2 were removed from the atmosphere and stored underground, sufficient enough, scientists believe, to cause, or at the very least contribute, to the Cenozoic cooling. Nowadays, of course, when you think of the changes in the composition of atmospheric gases, our minds, of course, jump to global warming stemming from human activity, like the burning of fossil fuels, for example, which causes an increase in atmospheric greenhouse gases. These gases are believed to trap the sun's heat as if the Earth were a giant greenhouse and cause global temperatures to increase. I'm sure this is all old hat to you. Although it has been said, with many countries experiencing unprecedented freezing conditions in recent years, scientists, you may have noticed, have stopped calling it global warming and they're referring to it more and more as climate change. Seeing as the effect seems to result in more erratic weather conditions rather than just simply rising temperatures. In terms of ice, though, we're seeing accelerated melting, so it's still okay to refer to it as global warming. Okay, now we know that the association between temperature and CO2 is well established. More difficult to determine is the cause and effect. Did the rising temperatures cause the rise in CO2 or vice versa? Did another factor cause the rise in temperature, releasing CO2 merely as a byproduct? Evidence from a 2009 study, for example, proposed that in general, ice ages were caused by changes in solar isolation. The presence or lack of greenhouse gases may only be a secondary factor that influences the extent to which temperatures change. Our volcano, for example, was associated with an increase in atmospheric CO2, but the impact of this on temperatures is hard to determine. Now, looking back at ice age patterns, we know we are due for another ice age, but as of yet, there doesn't seem to be one on the horizon. Why is that? Well, scientist William Ruddiman believed that humans started to really influence the shape of the planet about 8,000 years ago, when humans started to settle, burn forests, and farm. The glacial period, which was due, was in fact forestalled by the activities of our ancestors, because those activities changed the atmosphere. Also, at a meeting of the American Geophysical Union in 2008, scientists came to a similar but not identical conclusion. They believed that it was the introduction of large-scale rice agriculture in Asia, along with the extensive deforestation in Europe 1,000 years ago, which significantly increased the quantity of greenhouse gases and stymied the onset of incipient glacial period.